Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Marty on a recorded line. How are you today?
Hi, Marty. I have a new claimant on the line, Candace Edgerson.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can send her on over.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm on the line.
Hi, hello there, Candace. My name is Martin. I'm on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm fine. You?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Some of these might be a little repetitive or, you know, you might have been asked them before, so please bear with me. I appreciate that. I'm going to ask you the same question again in a longer format. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or send documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Perfect. Good, good. You answered that well. And then, so have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers in the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Just myself.
Oh, sorry. It's just the way the question was. Absolutely. So.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And then what type of cancer are you diagnosed with, if you don't mind me asking?
Ovarian cancer, stage 1.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, ovarian cancer, stage 1 is what you said?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so, like you said, you know, the next step, so you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
That is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, like I said, it'd be a little repetitive. And then, so do you mind if I ask when you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed the end of December. The end, it was December 22nd. It was right before Christmas of last year.
Wow.
So it was December 22nd.
Yeah. Okay. So about December 22nd, 2023. Thank you. And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Her name is Don Russell.
Okay.
Russell is just a regular R-U-S-S-L.
Okay.
I mean S-E-L-L.
Okay. And then when we go over like details like this, sometimes it takes me just a moment. So I want to make sure that I'm writing it down correctly. Now, was this in Georgia?
Yes, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So Dr. Dawn, D-A-W-N, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, right?
That is correct.
Thank you very much. Do you remember the address for her? If not, I could look it up.
No, I don't.
That's fine. No, no, I'm here to help you. I'm going to be a good resource for you. So, you know, for certain things like this, okay? I have one that's on, if you remember the street, maybe this is already it. I have one at 12,000. That's 12000 Findlay Road in Johns Creek, Georgia. Does that sound right? Or would you like me to look
it up?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds right? Okay.
Yeah, because the hospital was in Johns Creek where I had my procedure done at.
Okay. So let me go ahead and put that down. Okay, and then the phone number that came up was 404-585-5049. Is that the best number?
Yes.
You have and when that? Okay.
Yes. Mhm.
And then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Yes. Okay.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Prior, I would say 3 to 4 times a year. four to five times a year, because I would do quarterly, so four to five a year.
Okay, thank you. And then, do you remember the facility name you were diagnosed at? It's okay if you don't.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know that.
No, please. I can go ahead and move on from that. And then, obviously, you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I'm
absolutely.
Born. Yes, I am.
Born and raised, huh? All in Georgia?
Yes. Split. I've been here about to be 20 years in Ohio the other time.
Oh,
I'm born
okay.
in Ohio.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then, do you mind if I ask you your date of birth?
It's June 12th, 1982.
Okay, June 12th, 1982. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then this is just a real quick aside. Do you have any other friends or family that also used hair relaxer?
I do.
Okay. And then... what state were you in when you started to use the hair relaxer?
I started right before I moved here. So I actually was in Ohio when I first started.
Okay. And then, but you mostly used it in Georgia. Okay. So you were in Georgia when you were using it the most. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here 19 years, so 18 of those years I was using the relaxer.
Oh, okay. And then what year did you start using the hair relaxer, to the best of your knowledge?
Like I said, I think it was before I moved here. I've been here since March of 05. I'm thinking it was September. It was September, I believe, in 04.
Okay. We'll say about September 1st, 2004, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, good. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
I think the last relaxer I had was at the beginning of December of last year.
Okay.
Probably that first week,
okay.
My last one.
We'll say about, like, December 7th, 2023. Does that make sense?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yes.
Yeah. It's just to the best of your knowledge. It's hard to, I mean, no one writes down in their calendar when they started and stopped using a hair product. So thank you so much. You've been very specific. Okay. Now, I believe you said... four times a year. So this question, I'm gonna read this to you just so you know exactly how I'm gonna answer it on your behalf, okay? Because you already answered it, but it says, how often did you use or apply these products? Weekly, monthly, four times a year, less than four times a year, or unsure? And so earlier, I believe you said four times a year. Is that right?
Yeah, because I have fine hair, so I normally would. I don't need to go once a month. I would normally go about every 3 months I would go.
Every 3 months, yeah, because you said quarterly, so that'd be about four times a year.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I think you said four to five, so that's excellent. It works right in there. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
I would say the whole since I've been here. So, I mean, when I started, I didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I never stopped.
Okay. Let's see. So that would be, I'm just doing the math on that one. You said earlier it was 17, 18 or something like that?
Well, I mean, I started in 04 prior to me moving here. So I haven't used a relaxer in over a year now.
Yeah.
So I've been here 19 years. So that would be 18, a little over 18 years consecutively.
Consecutively? Perfect.
Yes.
All right. And that checks out. I was doing the math, too. Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment at a salon, at home, or both?
Both. It would be both.
Nice. Okay. And then if it was at home, about, like, do you remember generally where you would buy that from, like what store?
I mean, I would buy it from multiple places. I mean, here we have, like, you know, it's like if you go to a plaza, you have a just a beauty supply store.
Okay, we could put that. So we could just put that. You're fine.
Okay. Let's
yeah,
say
yeah,
I don't.
Like HSA
don't know
Beauty
name.
Supply Store.
Yeah, it would just say like I, when you go, it just say Beauty Supply Store, and I mean, I didn't have their name, but you don't. You know, it's not like Sally's Beauty Supply Store, like a
oh.
big chain. It's just individual.
I know what you're talking about. So more like a shop rather than like a mainstream store.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. But you're not, you can't really exactly remember the name. Okay. Just be called Beauty Supply Store, right?
Yeah, that's what they say whenever you go in the plaza. When you go in the plaza, they just say that. It may say on the top, I mean, like you said, it's a name, but, I mean, you don't. You know, just know it's a Asian beauty supply store.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then, if yeah, that should be good. And if we, yeah, we'll circle back if we need to on that one. If not, it's no big deal. And then
okay.
Do you remember what salon, what the name of the salon was that you'd have it applied?
One salon I was going to was Cuts and Creations.
Great.
Was a salon that I was going to.
Okay. Well, thank you. Was that in Mableton?
No, that would have been off of Acres Meal. I know it's in Cobb County.
Acres Mill. And it's closed now, right?
It is, and yeah, it's definitely
yeah.
it's probably
it
have, closed.
Yeah.
My
3051 Acres Mill Road, southeast in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, my hairstylist, he actually had passed in 2014. He did my hair from 2009 to 2014. He died from testicular cancer. So yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
A long time ago.
Here, give me one moment while I put this in.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and put the information in here. And they just wanted to know. They, you know, it helps strengthen the case when you have, like, some resources as how and when it happened, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's tough. I mean, no one knew. It's, you know, go to beauty school. It's not like you know that this is going to occur. Same thing with certain medications, even... You know, the doctors administer them, but they're not doing the tests on certain things, too, that we do, you know, help with lawsuits for. You know, makes sense?
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people felt like that about, honestly, COVID. But I lost my boyfriend of 6 years. He died from COVID in June of 2020. But a lot of people feel that way about the vaccination. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we
yeah.
don't know what's going to be the results years down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone I knew... You know, whether they disagreed or not, they tried their best, you know. Everyone, whether they disagreed, you know, it's hard because I don't think me and you were putting on a white coat and going in a lab and, you know, checking everything out for ourselves. So you just kind of have
yeah.
to, it's like, okay, who pick the best person you trust, you know?
Yeah. We want to live, though. That's we just try to do what we can do to live and make sure our loved ones is okay as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure you did this everything as best as you can, you know, to your knowledge at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then do you, actually, which brand name products have you used? And I'll go ahead and mark them down if you need me to. I can jog your memory. I have a list. So, but I'm sure you remember some on the top of your head. What were you thinking?
Definitely Cream of Nature,
mm-hmm.
and it's another one. Just give me, let's see, Beautiful, Soft and Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
those were my the two that I've used the most frequently. When I did it myself, those is what I would use.
Absolutely. Okay. Where is it? So yeah, I found Satin Beautiful. Wondering if Cream of Nature is under the, what is it called, a different name? It's okay. There it is. Ah, I was looking for Cream, C-R-E-A-M, but it's like Creme, C-R-E-M-E, right?
Yes.
So Soft and Beautiful and the Creme of Nature, Cream of Nature.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And then I'm going to, this one, the wording of this question is a little bit, we'll say, a little funky, right? So I'm going to try to make it as clear as possible, okay? So.
Okay.
Okay, so this one, it's after one full complete year, right? I'll read it first and then I'll kind of explain it. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least one complete year, like when you wrapped up that first year? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a yes.
Yes.
Okay. I figure because you used it for about 19, so after you completed that first year, it happened 2 years after that at least, okay?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Okay. I guess it wasn't as hard as I was making it, but sometimes it's just worded a little weird. Okay, and then what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer?
I've had chemotherapy. I had that for 6 months. I would go in monthly for my treatment. I also had a, which was difficult healing, was a partial hysterectomy.
A partial hysterectomy, yes.
That means that they remove my uterus, but they do leave my cervix, which means I can't have any kids.
That's a tough
one. And I did receive pain medication. Yes. I mean, I am in my early 40s, but, you know.
Yeah. No, that's tough. That's tough. You know, it's, I'll tell you, it's, you know, sitting in this seat, it's never easy. I'm happy to be the one that you talk to about this difficult stuff, but, you know, it is, it's, I do feel for everyone that I talk to here that's in this situation. I'm just, I'm glad I could get them some justice or get them to the next step to where they can find the attorney, you know, talk to the attorney to get themselves some justice. So thank you for sharing all this stuff.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And then, so treatment date, I'll just go back just so we have we're on the same page here. So I remember you said you were diagnosed December 22nd of 2023. When did you start using, start getting a treatment?
So my, I started getting treatment right after the holiday. So, my surgery was the 27th, so right after Christmas.
Oh, wow. They really started helping you quick. That's, yeah. Okay, and then the treating doctor. So we asked earlier about the diagnosing doctor, Dr. Russell, right?
Yes, she's the one who put, mm-hmm. Yes.
So she's also the treating doctor, is that what you're saying?
Yes. She is.
Okay. Just give me a second to transfer that information over there. I'm just going to move the same stuff there, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I hope she made you feel better, and you're doing better now.
Yes, I'm definitely a much better place. I mean, versus last year at this time. Well, soon to be this time, because it's almost been a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure that's tough on your family, too, during the holiday seasons, you know, finding that out right before Christmas.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely was. And then this year, I just lost my grandmother, and her birthday would have been her 89th birthday on Saturday. And it's just, you know, I don't know if you have grandparents, but when you have holidays and this is my first Christmas without her. No, I have no grandparents now. You never think about that, but
That's tough. Well, you know, God bless her, and I'm sorry for your loss there.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you mind just stating your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. I know it seems obvious.
You said my gender?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, well, men can get ovarian. Well, no, I guess men can't get ovarian because they don't have the that utensils. They can get
like
breast cancer though. Yeah, I can.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, they can.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
I have a friend. Her father just beat breast cancer.
Oh well, good for him. You know that's tough. That is really really tough for him and his family. And you know, I'm glad that he beat it. That's good.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I have your personal information right. Do you spell Candice with a K?
Correct. K-A-N-D-I-C-E.
Beautiful. And then, you know what? I have your last name here. Just go ahead and spell it out for me just to make sure it's right.
Okay. It's Edge Ersun, and it's E-D-G-E-R-S-O-N.
Perfect. Okay. And then so the doctors can pull up records, I'll need your social.
294-78-6573.
Okay. And they're regulated by the bar, so it is secure. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and read your email address to you. So K is in Candice, Edge, E-D-G-E, 29@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then... you know what? Will you just go ahead and tell me your telephone number? I want to make sure that this is yours and not Prime Legal, who transferred you over to me.
404-953-2295.
Brilliant. That's it. That's what we got here. Perfect. And then that's a mobile number?
It is.
Okay. Can I have your address, please?
4780 Ashford, which is A-S-H-F-O-R-D. Dunwoody, D-U-N-W-O-O-D-Y, Road, and that's Suite A is an Apple, that's Atlanta, Georgia, 30338.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, I think I spelled Suite right, S-U-I-T-E, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. So I'm going to read all this back to you, okay? So I have you that 48. So, oh, man, I switched it around. Sorry. 47. It's 4780 Ashford Dunwoody Road, Suite 8, Dunwoody, Georgia, 30338.
All right.
Perfect. Sorry, I'm going to read it again just because it's on here twice. So sorry. 4780 Ashford Dunwoody Road, Suite A, Dunwoody, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30338. Okay? Perfect. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself? If not, you know, the hospital,
I could get a copy
okay.
from the hospital.
Now, if you were, you know, not sure if they're going to have you do it, per se, but if they did a request for you to get them, would you prefer to send it by mail, electronically, or either?
Either. I don't know how I'm going to receive it, but I would say either way.
That's fine. You know what? I'm sure they want to work with you. and make it as easy as possible. So I'm not, I can't guarantee it. So let me see. So perfect. Hey, and we're almost wrapping it up, and then I'm just going to go everything, make sure I got everything right. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. And so do you have an emergency contact that you'd like to list?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Do they live with you or live elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
Elsewhere. That's fine. Okay. And then what's their name?
Brandon.
Okay. B-R-A-N-D-O-N?
Yes.
Okay.
And the last name is the same.
Oh, Edgerton. Right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, Edgerson. Edgerson. I'm sorry.
Edgerson. Yes.
I was doing it by memory. I knew I could have been off by a little. Perfect. And what's the best number for him?
330-573-7247.
Okay. And then a relationship to you?
Brother.
Okay. There we go. That's everything. I'm going to go ahead and read everything to make sure that it's represented the way that you wish, okay? Okay,
okay.
So we'll start from the top. I'll try to make this quick but clear. Okay, so the very first question, yes, you'd like to see if you can meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You said yes. No, you did not find an attorney yet. Yes, you're willing to affirm that you not sign anything, any documents with another law firm. And then straightening chemicals within the last 20 years, you said yes. And then unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The diagnosis date was 12/22/2023. The diagnosing doctor is Don Russell, D-A-W-N-R-U-S-S-E-L-L, at 12,000 Findlay Road, Jones Creek, Georgia, 30097. Telephone number 404-585-5049. And that would be, okay. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? You said yes. And then on average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? You said four in a given year, repetitively. So, and then is the client, or sorry, are you a resident of the United States? Yes, you said. And then your date of birth is June 12, 1982. You never had a diagnosis of breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Everything that I've said is accurate so far, right?
It is.
Okay. Did you have any other friends or family that also use hair relaxer? You said yes. You know, I would always say, you know, just, you know, checking with them. I'm sure that, you know, if they don't know already what happened and what the consequences could be, you know, let them know. That way maybe they want to just make their doctor aware that that's a possibility. If they ever have any issues similar, you know, unfortunately, which we hope that never happens, more than welcome to send them.
Yeah,
I definitely
have.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and so and then when you started using hair relaxer was approximately September 1st, 2004, to when you stopped using it, which is approximately December 7th, 2023. Oh, that's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
A majority of the time that you used your hair relaxer, it was in Georgia. And that was four times per year on average. And then consecutive years that you used the hair relaxer was 18. You used the hair relaxer treatment, salon, home, or both. We marked both. You said you got it from beauty supply store. Would you say, what was that, more in like Atlanta area or?
You said it would be in what area?
like Atlanta area, or just what area?
Yeah, definitely, definitely in the Atlanta area. Yes.
Okay. And then professionally at the salon, it was Cuts and Creations Hair Studio, 3051 Acres Mill Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30339.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to cough at you.
It's okay. You need sound like you need some water.
Yeah, maybe I should take a little drink here. All right. Let's see. I think it's also, what is it? It's the curse of flu season, too, maybe. Give me 1 second. And then I'm adding, what was their phone number, the 770-859-0559. They require a phone number, so I'm going ahead and adding that, okay?
Okay.
And then moving on to the brand names that you used, Soft and Beautiful is what I filled in. It only let me fill one, so at the bottom I put the Cream of Nature, like you had mentioned.
Okay.
But primarily, they'll probably mention Soft and Beautiful, primarily. And then, excellent. And by the way, when we wrap this up to you, you're more than welcome to tell me, like, another salon, if you remembered another one as well, and I can put that as well. Right now, everything looks good, okay?
Okay.
Or mention it to the attorneys if you'd like. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year? You said yes. And then the treatments you received was chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, pain medication. Treatment date started December 27th, 2023. The treating doctor was also Dawn Russell, D-A-W-N-R-U-S-S-E-L-L, 12,000 Finley Road, Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097-404-585-5049. And then you are a female, okay? And then everything's right so far, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great, great. And we're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. And then name spelled Candice, K-A-N-D-I-C-E. Last name Edgerson, E-D-G-E-R-S-O-N. And then social is 294-78-6573. Email is kkedge29@gmail.com. Your primary phone number, 404-953-2295. Mobile phone. And then contact full address is 4780 Ashford, A-S-H-F-O-R-D, Dunwoody, D-U-N-W-O-O-D-Y, Road, Suite 8, Dunwoody, Georgia, 30338. Okay. Oh, Suite, I'm sorry, Suite. Was it A or 8?
A is an apple.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, 4780 Ashford Dunwoody Road, Suite A, Dunwoody, Georgia, 30338. Okay, perfect. And then do you have a copy of the medical records? You said you could get them, so that'd be a yes. Can you provide it by mail or electronically? You said either, so both. And then your emergency contact, Brandon Edgerson. He resides elsewhere, not with you. And then his phone number is 330-573-7247. That's your brother. And that's everything. Everything was correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I just want to make sure I was thorough. That way, you know, when you actually get help from the attorneys, they can take care of the important stuff. I'm going to go ahead and send this right now to your, to your phone through SMS and to your email. So whatever either one is, you can put me on speaker, whatever you're more comfortable with, and you can open that up. I'll kind of take you through that really quickly. It's a very, very short forms right now so that you can speak with the attorney and they can give you legal advice, okay?
Okay, so I clicked on it and it says, do you agree to receive future SMS? So I can hit yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's taking me to DocuSign.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's DocuSign. Everything so far is familiar, and I even have a little guide for you so that then we can make sure you get through. So I believe you hit a yellow continue button, and then you may also have to hit a yes button to allow consent, a checkbox to say I agree to use electronic records and signature. After all that, and it takes you, I believe there's a yellow start button on the top right of the page.
Yes.
Okay, good. And then you can go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. You just could go ahead and click that, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. You know, yeah, you could do your best. I know it's tough on there, but just do it with your finger, and then you can hit adopt and sign. And then after that, you use the yellow next buttons to guide you through. You know, make sure everything's spelled right and looked right. I try to be as careful as possible, but it's always good to have a second pair of eyes on it. And then it'll have you do the same at the initial fields. Just let me know if you need any help with that, okay?
Okay.
And I'll stand by. And I'll work
okay.
On you. Okay, you're all done? Let me go ahead and just make sure I'm my
No, 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 no.
Oh.
Well, I'm still... It's,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm... It's like, okay, so when you touch that, it signs it. Okay.
Yeah, it starts making sense when you actually get your hands on it, huh?
Well, it's like I'm seeing some of them, but where I am.
Oh, it's not loading all the whole document at one time sometimes, too, so it might be blank for the time being, but fill in as you go.
Well, it's Yeah, it's highlighted and it says sign, but it doesn't.
You don't want to sign it. You just want to tap it. You just want to tap that. And then, because you sign one time only, like you tap a button and it comes
up
with that thing. Yeah, and then after that, you just kind of tap each one with your finger. So you only sign one time.
Okay.
And yeah, unless it pulls up a big window and says to sign with your finger.
Okay. Yeah, well, so I'm finished. I think I'm finished if I did it right.
And that's I can always check on that. That's easy. I can see the other side of it. Yeah. Let's see. Wait. Oh, wait 1 second. Not quite yet, maybe. I think you have to hit a finish thing once you're all finished.
Oh, it did.
There we go. I got it. It maybe just took a minute to travel all the way down here to California. And holiday traffic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. Where are we? Okay. I'm just making sure that I have you so I can give you a text. That way we're on the same page there. There we go.
You said you sent a text message?
Just sent it right now. And I sent it from my direct telephone line. So if you have any questions or you know, have trouble communicating like with the law firm, like if
okay,
you
Okay, I
you
have
know,
it.
Perfect. So you know my number. I can be a good extra resource. I put the information for the law firm as well there. So what they're going to do is call you in the next, I'd say, 12 to 24 hours. And if they don't, right, or if you miss their call, I put the number in there so that you can just get in contact with them and they can help you out. Communicating with them should be decently easy. And, I'm always an extra resource just in case so that you don't feel like, alone in the process there. But I think you're going to be able to communicate quite well with them. And if you have any questions, just tag me in. Other than that, you are all set. Just make sure that you, at least in the next 48 hours, that you get a chance to talk to them, okay? And I'll help you if you can't.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Martin.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it was a pleasure meeting you, Candace, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.